our fathers have problems. How is this related to our feelings for each other?
I have no feelings for you, Andre. Why are you so selfish?
You do have feelings for me. You have to be my wife, Kit Von. Kit Von. Wait!
Father!
Commander. Forgive me. I want to officially ask you for Kit Von's hand in marriage. You have no right to treat me like this, you hear?
Andre. Andre! You have to escape. The commander has used you as bait to imprison your father. He might even kill you, be careful!
I don't understand. How can the dispute between two brothers be related to us?
You must escape, Andre. Tiflis is no longer a safe place.
What are you talking about? I can't run away when the Russians are gonna attack Georgia. Your father must understand that the government of Tbilisi is falling!
Andre, go! 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 Andre was right. The Russian Imperial Army has taken over Georgia and the government of Tiflis fell. The enemies have surrounded... They've surrounded my father's palace. It was a horrible night. When I was captured, I thought to myself that I might be forced to kill myself with honor. Until the Iranian troops rescued us. We came to Tabriz, and now we are all alone.
Why won't you marry him? Lachin Khan is a fine commander.
That's what I fear most, that the Crown Prince will force me to marry him. That I'll be the sad wife of Andre. Or you're a Lachin Khan.
Abbas Mirza has never forced anyone into anything.
Do you love him?
He's the love of my life.
What about Essie?
The Crown Prince loves me more.
Because he himself chose me to be his wife. And now I'm the kind rival wife.
You know something? I don't like her much either, you know what I mean? I think the Crown Prince loves you more than he loves Asiye.
The outsider doesn't like me. She's saying those things behind my back. I know what to do with her. I have everything in control. Listen, you good-for-nothing. You'll go to town and spread rumors that Abbas Mirza, the Crown Prince, has fallen in love with the outsider. And then you'll tell them Rehan has secretly and quietly proposed to her. This girl has completely lost her mind. Start by telling Hajar Baba, Rehan's father.
Leave it to me, my lady. I'm really, really experienced at spreading rumors.
I've been meaning to ask you something. Has the Crown Prince ever wanted to marry after you?
Abbas Mirza gave my father his word that he'd never marry after me, and that he'd take great care of me. He doesn't like to follow the marriage tradition in King Fatali's way.
Do your work well, you good for nothing.
What do you want?
A tiny bit of kindness.
We don't sell that here. Leave and go to that store over there. They sell it. It's on sale. They're selling everything cheap.
In return, my kindness is on sale. For really cheap.
Get lost or I'm going to kill you right now.
Okay, I'll leave. You're too impatient. I wish you would have been patient enough to hear me out and see what's happening to your poor daughter's life.
Shut the hell up, will you, you scoundrel?
Now I'll go to sell you the news. I was wrong to think that you deserve this information.
Wait. I'm going to make your life miserable. Don't cause me trouble, start talking.
You should know that as we speak, your beloved daughter is ruining her own life. And you should also know that your son-in-law is going to marry that girl from Georgia. All his promises were lies.
I won't let him. He gave his word.
Oh, come now, Haji. If you make too much noise about it, I'll deny everything I said. I'm really good at denying everything, you know. Calm down so I can bring you more news. Then we'll come up with a good plan for that son-in-law of yours. Your daughter is so terrified of getting divorced that she won't say a word to him or anybody. She's even helping him out, and I need you to keep quiet so I can find a way to help you and Asya out over here.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Rehan. Welcome.
I'm not going to take much of your time. It's a local Azerbaijani costume. I did the floral stitching myself. I made it while Abbas Mirza was at war with the Russians. I'm giving it to you. Because you're a new beginning for Abbas Mirza's commander, Lachin Khan.
It's very beautiful. You're Le Shinkan, or my André is a man of days.
My André? You said my André?
No, I meant my cousin.
You didn't say my cousin. You said my André.
Oh, really, Rayhan?
You beautiful liar. It will look beautiful on you.
So tell me, is this really mine?
Of course, it's yours.
I wish you were the only wife of Abbas Mirza. You're so kind.
It's not that I dislike Asiye. I like her bitterness, too. Bitterness is part of life, too. Some bitterness makes you appreciate life more.
You're so kind, Rayhan. Truly kind.
I have to go now, Ketvan.
Tell me, where were you, you ungrateful girl? You went there to make yourself more favorable? How dare you do such a thing? It's unforgivable! I'll ruin you! I'll ruin you! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! You will never set foot in that damn house again! Yeah. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Her baby. Her baby. I'm worried. I'm worried she'll have a miscarriage. Khatun, her baby!
You have to tell me everything, okay? Okay?
Her baby!
Hello all, how are you? Salutations.
Well, well, what a surprise, Your Highness. What a great surprise and an honor to have you here. These days, the only joy the poor have is speaking to the governor of Azerbaijan and such. This is the only chance the poor get to speak to the commander of the land of Tabriz. Oh, sir, you can order the tax collectors to demand less tax from the shopkeepers, because we have no money. And this war has really affected our business. There's nothing left for us. The commanders won't go to war willingly. They're only focused on material gain and don't care about bravery.
Sire, please ignore Mir Fatah's nonsense. His words are always toxic. I mean, he doesn't even understand who he's talking to. He doesn't have an ounce of common sense. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't mind serving him dog meat instead of lamb.
Hey, careful! You're just jealous of seeing me talk to my commander. You are just dying of jealousy.
I hope your tongue falls out. Nothing but hatred spews out every time you open your big mouth.
A country will never develop unless the men of that country can learn how to listen, even if it's cheap talk. You are cheap, Fata. Not mere Fata.
Is this what you wanted? You good for nothing. I hope you die.
I let go of my collar! I'll kill you!
Hello to you, Father.
Hello, my darling daughter.
Aren't you hungry?
Thank you very much.
But I'm not hungry yet.
Did you recognize him?
No. I'd never seen him before. Why did he look at me like that? It was so scary.
That was Abbas Mirza, the Crown Prince of Iran. Go home and tell everyone I'll be home late.
Okay. Goodbye.
What's your name?
My Hajj Baba has told me not to talk to strangers.
Hajj Baba?
The respectable businessman. Everyone trusts Hajj Baba.
But you just talked to me, daughter of the respectable businessman.
You know what? I'll just forget about the pomegranates. I'll tell my father some thieves stole them on the way.
But please, I just wanted to help. I stole your childish pomegranate, and you stole my heart. You were the real thief, my dear. She changed my whole world. You were sweet from the beginning, and with time, you became even sweeter. Marrying a girl like you, so honorable at the same time, is just like waking up as king every morning. I'm coming, my one and only. I fell for your childish heart and your startling eyes. Where was this house before? These rooms, these halls are filled with kindness. This welcoming pool, the purity of this yard, the house is filled with the generosity of the landlord, the owner of my love. This little house has so much glory and honor. The five small rooms are worth 1,000 times more than the colonial kingdom that can fill the ocean, but it's doomed. It causes oppression rather than joy for Amas. Its yard is filled with toxic words from so many women. A place for unlucky women to weep.
It is my pleasure to give away my daughter to the commander of Azerbaijan. But I have one condition for this marriage, if it's all right with you.
Yes, of course.
What I would like is for you not to remarry after you marry my daughter. The dowry that I give with her can be a drop of water in honor of the Lady Fatima. I'm sorry, but in my family, we do not approve of the Qajar marriage traditions.
You have my word, Haji.
My daughter's answer is important in this marriage.
Yes, Hajj Baba, did you call me?
Congratulations to you.
That's how Rehan became my wife after Asiye.